And in Uptown Charlotte last night, a few hundred people gathered to express their anger and fear over the president's decision to end DACA. They included DACA recipients and those who want to keep in place the protections the program grants these immigrants. Here are some of their voices.
Nosotros apoyamos DACA! Nosotros apoyamos DACA! We support DACA!
My name is Elver Barrios. 2013 came and I got my work permit. And I went to the DMV and I got my driver license. And I was so happy to have a driver license in North Carolina and to be able to drive without the fear of being pulled over by a cop and be deported. 2016 came and many of our dreams were shattered on November.
My name is Melissa Hinchman. I teach at Vance High School. We have a large range of students who are affected by this, and this was a conversation in all of my classes today. Our kids are upset and emotional, but I felt like my kids handled it really maturely, and it was a chance for them to talk to each other and to learn from each other.
My name is Juan Diego from Queens University. I came here when I was only 5 months old. I've been in the United States for 18 years and 7 months.
Sin papeles!
Sin miedo!
No papers!
My name is Darlene Tellez. I believed in Donald Trump when he told us that us dreamers could stay comfortable, that we could rest easy, just like I trusted the government when I went and I gave them my fingerprints, my address and my number, and even my picture. I am not just putting myself in danger, but I am putting my parents and the rest of my family in danger.
Those were a few of the voices of those who rallied in Uptown Charlotte last night. They also called on Congress to find a replacement to DACA.